GSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
More and more people from mainland China are attempting the difficult and illegal journey from Latin America to the United States via the Mexican border, with over 22,000 arrested by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officials this year.
中共加强打压，美国南部边境被捕的中国公民人数激增。越来越多来自中国大陆的人正试图从拉丁美洲通过墨西哥边境非法进入美国。今年已被美国海关和边境巡逻人员逮捕了22,000多人。
That's a 1,300% increase from 2022, as well as the years before, when typically the number of Chinese arrested at the southern border would be in the low thousands.By contrast, more than 4,000 citizens of the People's Republic of China, PRC, were arrested in the month of September alone, itself a 70% increase from August.
这个数字比2022年以及之前几年增加了13倍。那时在南部边境被捕的中国人每年通常一两千人，相比之下今年九月就有4,000多名中国人被捕，比八月份增加了70%。
Chinese who opt to enter the U.S. via the southern border typically have to pay tens of thousands of dollars to be led or smuggled. Their trip usually starts with a flight to Ecuador, a country that allows visa-free travel from the PRC.
选择通过南部边境进入美国的中国人通常需要支付数万美元的费用，由他人带领或偷渡进入美国。他们的旅行通常从飞往厄瓜多尔开始。厄瓜多尔是一个允许中国人免签旅游的国家。
But the price is one an increasing number of people are willing to pay given China's deteriorating economy and the worsening state of the human rights under the communist regime.
但是，鉴于中国不断恶化的经济和共产党政权下日益恶化的人权状况，越来越多的人愿意付出这样的代价。
From the beginning of 2020 to late 2022, hundreds of millions of Chinese spent extended periods under strict zero COVID lockdowns, which only ended when protests erupted in cities across the country that November.
从2020年初到2022年底，数亿中国人长期处于严格的清零封闭状态。2022年11月底，全国多个城市爆发白纸抗议活动，中共被迫取消清零措施。
The loss of basic personal freedoms and in many people's cases economic livelihood,led to the birth of an online neologism called Run. It is written using the Chinese characters, which has the meaning of moist or glossy, but was chosen because its phonetic romanization Run resembles the English word.
基于个人自由的丧失，以及在许多情况下经济生计的丧失，导致网络上出现一个新词 Run。润字有湿润或光亮的意思，但之所以选择润字，是因为它的罗马拼音与英文单词 run 相似。
Chinese interested in this running away research means of leaving the PRC with the aim of settling in a more developed country with greater freedoms, as described in a recent article by Radio Free Asia.
自由亚洲电台最近的一篇文章描述说，对润学感兴趣的中国人是指那些要离开中国到一个更发达更自由的国家定居的人。
The article notes, the idea of leaving really took off during the grueling lockdowns, mass incarceration in quarantine camps and compulsory testing of Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy.
文章指出，在习近平清零政策下的严密封城、大规模隔离监禁和强制检测期间，离开中国的想法真正兴起。
Illegal immigrants from China have cited economic hardship, political oppression, and other causes as the reason for their decision to enter the U.S.
来自中国的非法移民说他们因经济困难、政治压迫以及其他原因而决定入境美国。
To undertake this journey, Chinese migrants reportedly spend around $5,000 to $7,000 for self-guided trips, while others pay smugglers fees of up to $35,000, or three times what migrants from Central or South America typically pay. The ability to afford such high fees suggests that while some migrants come from working-class backgrounds, many who are apprehended are small business owners, educators,and even a former finance student in Australia. The difficulty of obtaining a U.S. visa is often cited as a reason for undertaking such costly and dangerous journeys. An article published this June by The Diploma reads.
外交官杂志今年六月发表的一篇文章写道，据报道，为了进行这种旅行，靠自身走线的中国人要花费大约5000到7000美元，而其他中国人支付的偷渡费高达35000美元，是中美洲或南美洲移民通常支付费用的3倍。有能力支付如此高昂的费用表明，有些人来自工人背景，但许多人来自中产阶级。被捕者中有小企业主、教育工作者，甚至还有一名曾在澳大利亚学习金融的学生。难以获得美国签证往往被认为是进行这种昂贵而危险的旅行的原因。
In addition to tips and guides on how to make the continent-spanning trek from Ecuador to the U.S., Chinese who resolve to follow through are even advised on how to best surrender to customs officials and ease themselves through the migration process.
文章除了关于如何从厄瓜多尔跨越大陆前往美国的提示和指南外，还向决心坚持到底的中国人建议如何以最佳方式向海关官员投诚，让自己轻松完成移民过程。
The U.S. is home to roughly 5 million people of Chinese descent and has accepted 66,000 refugees from the PRC, another 88,000, including individuals persecuted for their political activity or religious beliefs, have requested asylum with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services.
美国有大约500万华裔已经接受了66,000名来自中国的难民，另有8.8万人，包括因政治活动或宗教信仰而受到迫害的个人，已向美国公民及移民服务局申请庇护。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Bob Hiltz and the Maple City. The song is called Friend of Mine.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐由加拿大音乐人新晋发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Bob Hiltz 和 Maple City演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Friend of Mine， 希望您喜欢。
I fell asleep when I woke up, you were dressing. The night before, was that just a dream? Must you always keep me guessing?We had fun, felt deeply in love, it was a great ball. Now here we are, it's a new day, you built a new wall. And I'm back
about to see. Everything is so loud. Here comes a punchline. Baby, you're a friend of mine. Maybe my best friend. Oh, don't let it end. Why wait and see what tomorrow may bring? This is everything. When I woke up, you were long gone. The night before a nightmare, it seems everything went so wrong. Feeling strained, words exchanged, it was a bad scene. Now here we are, it's a new day. Please tell me that was a bad dream. And I'm back on the street, got my head in a cloud. It's not hard to see. Everything is so loud. Here comes a punchline. Baby, you're a friend of mine. Maybe my best friend. Oh, don't let it end. Why wait and see what tomorrow may bring? This is everything. You're everything to me.
And produced by Ron Korb, and it's called Island Life. For more information of Ron Korb's music, you can visit ronkorb.com. And the piece is from the album titled World Cafe, which is released in September 2018. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自加拿大音乐人 Ron Korb 作曲并制作的音乐作品，名字叫做 Island Life。 Now we're back to more Chinese music. A flex is a song vocal by Pan Yueying, and it's called 心情, which means sentiments. 在听完加拿大音乐人的作品之后呢，现在我们继续收听华人的音乐作品。首先要带给大家的是来自潘越云演唱的歌曲《心情》。
西东，闻言是春色，诉人心胸。
Today's music segment of the channel show is a song vocal by Cai Qing, and it's called 飘零的落花, which means falling flowers. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a happy weekend. Please tune inNext Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是来自白光演唱的《回营旧梦》。今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲是来自王佳演唱的《送给我一支玫瑰》。今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的飘零的落花。在这里呢，很感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
小